You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over. And boy, do I have a treat for you today. I got a good friend of mine, Mark Hyman, who's going to be co-hosting, and we're going to be talking about seat, treat, and complete, an idea that time has come, and you are going to absolutely love this. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. You will absolutely love it. Two things. If you're here for the first time, number one, I want to welcome you to a community of people that are just committed to learning, where you're going to have a lot of fun and you're going to see some pretty cool stuff. Number two, wherever you listen to podcasts, I'm going to encourage you to subscribe, whether it be iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Play, whatever, so that you can keep showing up with us as we bring great new key opinion leaders every single week. You're also going to see we do a lot of show notes here. And so make sure you visit back to this episode. So everything we talk about today, there's going to be a link there. I'm going to make it super easy. As you're listening, you can just go to the show notes, hit the link. It'll take you right to what we're talking about. So make sure you visit back. And I couldn't be more excited. Keep sending us suggestions for shows that you guys want to listen to or see. And we get a whole bunch of them all the time, and we're stacking them as much as we can for an incredible 2021. Now, this is a special edition because I got one of my good friends on, and Craig, we're going to introduce you in a second, but I think you and I both share the same sentiment. If you're in dentistry, you got to have one key friend, and his name is Dr. Mark Hyman, and Mark co-hosts a lot of stuff with me all the time. And so, Mark, you're going to do a little bit of the co-hosting, but I want you to say a little bit about you, and then I want you to introduce our friend today.
I can do that. Kirk, thank you so much. What a joy to be back with the ACT Dental family. You all are very important to me. When COVID crashed dentistry in March, there isn't a single person in the country that stood up and led dentistry like Mr. Kurt Barrett. And so I so appreciate you, Kirk. You've been a dear friend. We get along most of the time, which is good. And just so appreciate you. I'm Mark Hyman from Greensboro, North Carolina. I had 32 years in private practice. I'm a quadruple Tar Heel. I went to UNC Chapel Hill undergrad dental school, a 2-year oral medicine general practice residency, then 32 years in private practice. And then now I'm an adjunct full professor, and special assistant to the office of the dean at the UNC Adams School of Dentistry. And I love my school. I love the privilege of teaching and guiding and corrupting young minds. And a really cool thing happened to me almost 9 years ago. As I was at a dental meeting, and I heard about this new idea of buffering your local anesthetic. And I thought, well, isn't that 50 shades of stupid? Why bother with that, man? I'm already good at numbing patients. My patients love me. They say it's the gentlest shot they ever got. So why would that appeal to me? And I met the CEO of the company, Dr. Mick Faulkel, and the director of sales and marketing was Mr. Craig Conrarity, who is our special guest today. Craig, a joy to have you here. Craig came to my office, trained our team, and I'm like, why would I do this? I mean, it's expensive. It's like a couple of dollars per patient. And then my dental world changed completely. We started buffering every patient for every procedure. And what we found is at minimum, it bought us an extra hour a day. It was the gentlest shot I ever gave in my life. It was the most predictable shot I ever got. So it really rocked my dental world because I was already good and I was already successful. So Craig, I so appreciate what you did for my team and I, training us, guiding us, inspiring us, challenging us to for a paradigm shift, which I knew I didn't need because I was already good. So Craig, thanks for joining us today. What a privilege to see you here, young man.
Hey, thank you, Mark, for bringing me on board. And Kirk, it's a pleasure meeting you. It's always fun to get together with you, Mark. I never know what's going to happen. So this is going to be a real treat today. So
yeah, same here. I have no idea. Like this is going to, it could get wild here. But
if you go to his events, Kirk, it's like going to the Super Bowl, the supermarket all in one, and just Mark just gets everybody fired up. It's just a privilege to go watch him when he does his event. So
I'm really excited
to be here.
First time I went to see him, I was like, I've heard of this guy. I don't know what he looks like. So I go to his room and there's a guy outside shaking hands. And I thought he was like the room host. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Can I get in here? And he's like, I don't know. Yep. And we start talking. Yep. And then he asked me, do you know if the speaker's any good? I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, are you the speaker? And he's like, no. I already know I'm going to like this guy. So, and it's been like that ever since. So I can anticipate this is going to get even weirder or more interesting. Now I want to go back to this for people that are just watching this first, what the heck is seat, treat, and complete? And then let's talk about why that's so important even now. So you guys take us away. What does that mean?
Kirk, for me, I started in private practice in 1986. We had three operatories and we would run around like crazy people. And that grew to eight operatories in my private practice. So I practiced what is affectionately known as aerobic dentistry, running from room to room, numbing, drill, 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 fill, prep, Cerec, running around like a madman. And it was one way to work historically. And then COVID really rocked our world. And it was really time for the bright minds in dentistry to say, is there a better way to deliver exquisite, relationship-based, optimal care? And the buffering of the anesthetic is an obvious way because you can't put on all your PPE, go in, numb a patient, take it off, go numb another patient, put on a third set, go back in and drill them. Whoops, they're not numb. You got to give another shot. Back out and back and forth. The science of buffering is your body can't use local anesthetic when it's in an acidic state. So you give an injection of an acidic, essentially the pH, the acidity of most of our local anesthetic is 3.5. It's the same as lemon juice. It burns no matter what you think. So you give the injection, you wait 15 minutes. And if the patient isn't numb, you give another injection, you burn them again. And then wait another amount of time, it totally adds stress to what you're doing. So seat treat is incomplete is the idea that you use predictable anesthetic that is buffered outside the body. So the patient's numb in 90 seconds, roughly. You tell a few bad jokes, you do your drilling, you do your restoration, and you're done. So the net effect is it's the gentlest visit, most comfortable visit they ever have. It's the most predictable shot you ever gave. And you as the doctor, you really are in control of your schedule. There's nothing more frustrating. Kirk and Craig, you can't do your finest dentistry when you're behind. You can't do your finest dentistry if the patient isn't predictably numb. And the work itself is hard enough, but when it's unpredictable local anesthesia, it's awful. And so, Craig, help me out with this. Any other thoughts to that?
Yeah, the biggest thing, Mark, is that buffering, as you said, is not a new science, Kirk. It's been around for as long as there's been local anesthetic. The difference is how do you control it and how do you get the sodium bicarbonate in these little cartridges that are used in the millions and billions around the world? And so there's a couple different ways you can do it, and you can choose any way you want to buffer. The bottom line is, like Mark said, when you buffer, you raise the pH of the anesthetic out of the body. And two great things, actually three great things happen. To Mark's point, it makes the anesthetic a lot more comfortable. That burning sensation, that stinging sensation that some patients feel more than others, it's number one reason, Kirk, why they don't want to come to the dentist. It's not really the needle, it's the injection itself. So if you can make that experience a lot better for them, and I've been in community centers. I was in Spokane last week, and I was at a huge community center. This woman came in, and she was seriously just, the needle was here, Mark, and she was already freaking out. And we told her about what we're going to be doing, and she grabbed my hand, and she asked me to hold her hand. And we gave the injection, and she literally looked at me, and she goes, "Is it over?" And I go, "We're all done." And she goes, "I didn't even feel it." And she was literally numb, Kirk, about 60 seconds later to endo ice. And she was almost in tears going, "That was so different." And the doctor was going to get up and leave. And I go, "She's already nervous. Why don't we just finish this procedure?" So she had scheduled 4 units, Mark, for that procedure. We got it done in 2. And so that's just one of the benefits that really helped the patient. And we can talk a bit more of that in a little bit, Mark. But basically, buffering does is it just raises the pH outside the body. It makes the anesthetic more predictable. It makes it more comfortable. And probably the biggest thing that doctors are telling me, especially during a pandemic, is that you'll know where you're at clinically in about 2 minutes. So we all know this, that when you give a lower IA block, to Mark's point, you're waiting 8, 10, 12 minutes for the anesthetic to raise up to the cross of the nerve sheath. With onset, you're going to know within 2 minutes or buffering with where you're at. And so either you know you nailed the block or you missed. And according to the science, Mark, you're going to miss about 30% of the time. And it's not your fault because every patient's anatomy is different. Dentists take it personally, or they don't think they miss. And what's so cool is when they start using onset, I get phone calls on my cell phone going, "Man, I missed more than I thought, but I don't really care because I knew in 90 seconds and I just re-inject and then I can get up and do the aerobic dentistry like Mark said and come back to the patient and know I've achieved pulpal anesthesia." So then you're not going back in and peeling the patient off the ceiling because you both thought they were numb and they weren't. So that's a really cool part that you can that Mark can give you examples of that in his practice. And I've seen it all over the country where patients get that great care.
Kirk, yeah, you think about it, man, how it feels when someone's anxious. And you try to numb them and they're not numb and you're behind on your schedule. You want a 5-star review. You want them referring their friends. You want them to pay with appreciation. And all of that goes out the door because your system gets screwed up. When Craig mentions 2 units versus 4, we're guessing that was a 10-minute time block of time.
Yeah.
So yep. I don't care how people schedule. What's critical, and I know ACT teaches this, is for all of our offices to do a time and motion study. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to do something. Doctors lie whenever you ask them, "How long does it take you to do a crown prep?" 10 minutes. Your mama, it does. Because they're not numb and because you couldn't.
Yeah.
You used a dull burr. And no, you go on and on. And so that's the thing, is if the teams take this seriously, and they want the patients to have an extraordinary experience, you can do this. You can save an hour a day at minimum. With that hour, Kirk, people can go home early and see their family. They could take a longer lunch. I know people that are now compressing their 8-hour day into a 6-hour all in, quick snack midday, and go home.
Yeah.
And that is a great way to practice. So
it is. And there's one other layer here I want to ask you both about. You know, Mark and I talk to people in the industry. I mean, Mark, I think you and I in the last year have talked to more people in the industry than we've ever dreamed were in the industry.
In my life.
And in a world that's shut down, Mark is always on a plane. I'm always on a plane. You know, we're not, but you are. So before we went live, I want you to talk about why this is so important now in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And you've been visiting offices like, what'd you say, 700? Like,
since June. So let me back it up for you. And I just put a slide on the screen. I don't know if you can see that, Kirk, and we can talk about that in just a second. But Mark made up a really good point that when the pandemic hit in March, it was just amazing how the wheels just turned off. And what started happening was we have thousands of doctors that use our product. We started getting calls and testimonials saying, "Thank you. I'm so glad I'm using Onset." Because then, Mark, you're only allowed to do emergency cases, a lot of infection, right? And as a lot of folks know, the reason why you can't get that patient numb is because the average pH of your anesthetic is 3.5. And at best, the pH of that tissue is about 5.0. That's the barrier you're up against. So if you're sitting, you're only doing one patient, emergency patient at a time, the doctors are going, Craig, I can use Onset and come over the top, get it at physiological. I'm getting the patient numb in half the time with a third of the anesthetic. And so during the pandemic, Kirk, it was just such a blessing for us to get all these doctors calling us and telling us, oh my gosh, your product was great before the pandemic, but now it's allowing me. And so we started thinking about it, and Dr. Falk was like, well, that's just what we call see, treat, and complete. And that's exactly what doctors started using it during the pandemic. You can literally just sit your patient down, give the injection, know where you're at, treat the procedure, and then complete it, deglove, and move on. So what happened for me is that when things started opening up in June, as a company, we had a decision to make. Are we going to sit and try to do things virtual like this, or are we going to take every precaution we can, use all the knowledge that we have from all the doctors that we work with, and go out and do what we call in-office bufferings and allow the doctors to try Onset in their practice on their patients. And so, Kirk, we have a team of four of us. We've all been out since June, and between the four of us, we've probably been in close to 2,000 practices. Wow. With our distributor partnerships. And I can tell you the reason why I'm so passionate about this, that story, Mark, I told you about being in that community center or being yesterday in another clinic where the patient was so afraid and the doctor was so far behind. And with one procedure, Kirk, we got him back on schedule, and that patient gave me a hug at the end of the procedure. So it's very, very cool. But for us, it was about how can we as a company give back to dentistry? Dr. Mick Falco, if you ever get a chance to meet him, he's all about giving back to his practice. He went to UOP, and he just loves his profession. And I've been with him since day one, and I have the same passion to help the practice. But I was also that patient, Mark, that my dentist didn't believe that I wasn't numb, and he kept drilling on me, and he wouldn't re-inject. And I was the guy that I'm like, well, if you're not going to believe me, I'm not going to tell you. And I would just bear and grip it. And that's how it worked. And a lot of patients are that way. So, Kirk, that's kind of what happened. And now we're in a position that we're all, you know, ready for the holidays. This is I'm done. I'm off the road now. But during that time, I've had a chance to literally talk to 700 or 800 dentists. And you're just not servicing right now the procedure. You're also having to deal with the patient's fear of coming into the dental office, right, Mark? And you and I both know this, is that the dental office is one of the safest places to be during this pandemic. They've been dealing with this ever since HIV. So me as a grandfather, a father of seven, I felt very comfortable being in those situations because I knew all the practices were taking care of the PPE and doing everything they did. So I was just very blessed to be able to go out the last 7 months and try to give back to dentistry and try to make a difference. So I'm really excited about.
You have seven kids?
I do.
That he knows. Yeah. That he knows.
We're gonna have you. Yeah, we're gonna have you back for how the heck you did that.
Well,
yeah. Travels a lot. That's how.
It's yeah, cool. I'm a grandfather too, as of 2 months
that's
ago.
Awesome. So,
Craig, I'm so jealous. Yeah. Congratulations, buddy.
That thank you, awesome. Buddy.
Kirk,
I appreciate
when we talk about pH, sometimes it's dorking out when we do it. But in case people forget, the acid base scale is on a scale of 1 to 14.
Yep.
Lemon juice and local anesthetic is 3.5, water is 7.4. So that's what right. Buffering does. It turns your lemon juice into water. Right. And in these crazy days when I think so many of us in dentistry, I hear many of our colleagues crushing it, and then a segment that are really unhappy.
Right.
And I think as we look to have more appreciation, as we look to work more efficiently and effectively and profitably, and there's not a thing wrong with that, but mostly the men and women in dentistry, they want to take great care of their patients. And this, it's absolutely an idea whose time has come.
Right.
And what
to
I
that
ask
point, Mark, I'm sorry, I did meet a lot of dentists that were very, I don't want to say afraid, but they weren't, like you were talking about, I know that we were on earlier, and I think we were together on a May on another podcast, and the dentists were trying to figure out how do they focus on their patients, their staff, their team, and then go back home and worry about their family, right? And some of them really caught on and they're doing it, and others are still struggling. And I feel really bad that some of them haven't been able to figure that out yet. And then when we introduce buffering to them, it kind of fills in a little bit of the gap that they can actually just stay there, because the CDC recommends that once you don your PPE, you really should try to stay within that operatory, because you now become the vector, right? And the cross-contamination, you can literally by seat treating complete, you can reduce your PPE by over 50%. I just got a figure yesterday from my distributors, Mark. A glove right now is between 20 and 30 cents for a glove. You're talking 50 to 70 cents for a pair of gloves. That means if the assistant and the doctor walk out, in between patients, that's a dollar just right there. Now, I'm not trying to blow air up your skirt that that's a big deal, but Mark, you know, a lot of doctors look at those bottom line numbers.
Well,
so that's one to benefit.
Go ahead. Craig, I appreciate that. Now, let's talk bottom line.
Yep.
Because buffering's expensive, right? Which anyone who's heard
me,
hang on. The answer is compared to what?
There you go.
And yeah. So they're hard decisions in dentistry. Buying a $100,000 CBCT, $140,000 CAD-CAM machine, that's a right. big deal. Patient right. per dose buffering, what, $2 to $3?
Yeah, so
it's not real money compared to the upside. And if you look at these lists, the patient experience is absolutely should be on top. Productivity and efficiency, that's critical too. And the quality of your practice day, that creates a three-way win-win-win for everybody. So when I say it's expensive, I like to tweak people about that. Because like, well, gosh, how do you charge the $3 per patient? I'm like, stupid, you got an extra hour a day. Why do you care? If you do one more composite, you just made a fortune. If you do two more composites and a Panorex and a whitening and a bite guard, you're going to add $1 million in 5 years by having that extra tiny slice of time.
Right. Now hold that thought, because that's what I want to explore that, what you just said, because Craig, it's really easy to talk about bottom line, but let's talk about top line, which is what you're really talking about. I don't know the answer to this question. That's why I'm going to ask you, Craig. How many states allow others to administer anesthesia? I mean, is it 45, 44? I don't even know.
You mean as far as the hygienist, you mean?
Yes, or anyone to administer.
Well, so the dentist can, I believe, in all the states, Mark, and I believe we're down to Texas and Alabama. Is that correct? There are two that don't allow hygienists?
You're missing one more.
Which one? Okay. North Carolina?
Oh, that's right, you guys.
Welcome to 1950.
Now, wait. let's talk about this, because I've always been a fan of the doctor should only do what the doctor can do, which is diagnose, treat. Like, can you guys throw this in the mix? With a product like this or this concept, I mean, could you free up hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of time of a dentist?
You absolutely could, Kirk. In fact, I know of a tiny handful of offices that have a dedicated hygienist trained to do the local all day long.
Yep.
And if a block didn't take, instead of Dr. Wonderful having to stop and come back in there, the anesthetist in the practice can come in and do it. You know, for me, I did all the, because being in North Carolina, I did all the local, but with buffering, I essentially never missed. And the power of this, the compounding power of this for your joy, your success, your profitability, the flow, the 5-star reviews, the new patient referrals, the entire package that we want in a successful private practice. This is the simplest, it's a $3 a patient answer to a really complicated problem. So Craig, you mentioned some offices that are not thriving during turbulent times. I'll tell you that they weren't on the Act You podcast this summer, because anybody, there is $1 million of continuing education on there.
Absolutely. Or
for a couple bucks a day. It's absolutely craziness. What Kirk Barrett and Act family put together was one of the greatest gifts ever to this profession. And there, I tell my students, there's $1 million of information here. Again, Kirk gave the gift, Craig, you may not know this, any dental student and anyone in the military gets a subscription complimentary.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So, I mean, what a gift to the next generation, to the men and women who serve us in this country. And so this has been a wonderful thing. Kirk doesn't like to take credit, but I try to, anytime I can, remind people you don't realize what this young man did. And so this is just a really cool thing. Craig, what your company has done. So there's other companies that buffer. And
absolutely.
What I would say to anybody, I don't say there's one composite to use, and if you don't use that, you're not good. There's one intro camera. If you don't use my camera, then you're no good. I would say try, look at different systems and see what you want to do.
Yep, I agree.
I jumped on your session a minute there, Craig. Financially, am I right that it's about $3 per dose per patient?
Yeah. So when Onset, when we first launched, Mark, when we first launched, we actually had it because we were first to market with it. And there's some other people that come in the market. And I really would challenge you, go look and see. You can try to do it yourself. There's other ways of doing it. This isn't about onset. This is about buffering and how it can help your practice. So to Mark's point, go and look at what's best for your practice. But when we first started, it was double the price of what it is now. We're now on label to buffer any local anesthetic you want. You can use it over a 7-day period. There's no waste involved in it. So you look at all the systems and see what makes more sense for you. My goal today is just to let you know about buffering if you haven't heard it. Although I will tell you, Mark, when you and I first started 8 years ago, you'd be in a hand, you know, room of 100 dentists and maybe 4 or 5 would go up about dentist, about knowing about buffering. It's now about 80% have heard of buffering. So I was on the line with Dr. Go ahead.
No, 80% is a good start.
It's a good start.
We need 99 because I want to quote that dental philosophic scholar, Shania Twain. She's sang that song, "Don't Be Stupid." This is not that hard, gang. This is a "Don't Be Stupid." $3 to get you an extra $1 million over 5 years. That is the math if you break it down.
Yeah. Now I got a question for you, Craig. You know, you talk to a lot of what's the biggest myth you hear? People dispel the biggest thing that gets thrown your way and you're like, that is absolutely not true. What is it?
Well, there's you mean as far as the injection itself?
Or anything. Just about
using buffering.
Yeah. Using buffering? Well, a lot of people think that it's super expensive, to Mark's point, and then you kind of, I've had doctors beat me up on the ROI. How am I going to get my money back? Can I use this and go use it on my insurance, right? Can I charge for it? And then you start breaking it down, and that's actually a great segment, Kirk, as to where these circles came from. These circles all came from us talking to our users of the product, and we asked them, why do you use ONS at a consistent basis? Why do you choose to seek, treat, and complete? Why are you not doing the aerobic dentistry anymore? And this, Mark, is what they told us. And this is probably exactly what you did when you were in practice. And you look at it, and it seems kind of basic, but I was with a doctor yesterday in Spokane, and he'd heard about us, and he had used another buffering system and didn't get consistent results. And he heard I was in town, and we went in there, and I knew going in that he was a CERAC user, Mark, so I knew he was about efficiency, right? I walk in the waiting room and he's got a beautiful fireplace was going on. He had all these cool tones on the wall, cool pictures, music was happening. He had a coffee maker and I'm going, he's all about patient care. Okay. The patient experience he's in. And I walk in the back and everybody had the same uniforms on. The place was immaculate. He walks up and he goes, I am so glad to see you. And I go, I'm just honored to be here. And he goes, I've got number 30. I've got two single service restorations. I got to get them done. And I heard I could just stay with the patient, but I don't believe you can do that. And I go, can you just imagine? And I love that word imagine, Mark. I think I learned that from you. Can you imagine if you could? And I'll be honest, most dentists cannot imagine that you literally can give the injection in 90 seconds, Kirk, know exactly where you're at clinically. Either you nailed it or you missed. And if you missed, don't worry about it. Go a little north, a little east, hit it again, and you're going to get them, and then pick up your handpiece and go to work. This doctor took me up on the bet. His assistant was named Nicole. His assistant was Sarah. They all wanted to see if we could get this done. The patient, Mark, was hard to get numb. She told us from the very beginning, I am hard to get numb. Don't be mad if you can't get me numb. And oh, by the way, I really don't want to be here today, is exactly what she told the doctor. We give the injection. He pulls up the needle and she goes, oh my gosh, I didn't even feel anything. He sits her up at a minute and 48 seconds to endo ice, Mark. She was cold stone numb. The doctor goes, there's no way. I go, pick up your handpiece. Let's go. He did it. He took off his gloves. And I go, how much time do you think that was? And he goes, probably about 22 minutes. I pulled up my stopwatch, Kirk. It was 11 minutes and 32 seconds. And I go, Dr. Ken, how long did you book for that? And he goes, 40 minutes. And I go, what part of the 40 minutes did you think you're overbidding on that? And he goes, well, Craig, I'm getting up exactly like you said. And his Nicole says, oh, we're buying this and we're doing this all the time. And I had to tell him, I don't want to blow up anybody's schedule, Mark, because you and I have talked to thousands of doctors about onset. Their biggest concern, Kurt, to get back to you is, I can't operate that way. You don't understand. I have to get up. I have to go check hygiene, right? That's what they tell you. And the only reason why they do that, Kirk, is because that's the way that they were taught in dental school. Dr. Malamed always likes to tell me, he goes, Craig, you know, if we would have taught them from the very beginning that you had to stay, and all of a sudden, 10 to 15 years in their career, we told them they had to get up, there'd be an uprising, right? Everybody would freak out. You can't do that on me. It's the exact opposite. Is all we're asking doctors to do is to imagine, what if you could? What if you actually could sit there and finish it and then get up and do your next procedure? Any time in motion study will show you, as Mark talks about, you can be 20 to 30%, even 40% more efficient. If I could get my daughter right now, Mark, that's a senior in high school, to sit down and do her Zoom calls, right, and sit there and do without being on the phone, you could absolutely be more efficient. So that's what we're talking to. And Kirk, the biggest thing for me is, dentists don't like the change. Most people don't like it. It's the biggest fear is the fear of change.
Wait, what are you talking? We have a mantra here at ACT Dental. Do you know what the 7 most expensive words in business are, Craig? That's the way we've always done it.
Right.
It's most expensive phrase you could ever use. Why do you do this? I don't know. I bought the practice from the guy and he did it that way. And it's never a good way to do anything.
Craig and Kirk, I started dental school 40 years ago in August. August 1980. Man. And the thing is, what I think non-dental people don't realize is we get pummeled every moment at dental school saying you have to do it this way or you fail. And I think it sticks with us to say, well, that is the answer. And if I try to change, I get the F. And I think this dental school nightmares kick back in. So the beauty of this, Craig, people that are affiliated with ACT are very comfortable and aware of paradigm shifts of looking at the world differently. And so that's what we're asking for folks, is not to say you have to do it, but what benefit would you seek? Is it a better patient experience? Is it productivity?
Can I suggest something then, Mike?
Absolutely.
I think I've got a great idea, because you and I, in the beginning, we talked about what's called the onset approach 8 years ago, where we were trying to get doctors to literally sit there, Kirk, and do it. Well, no one wanted the change. And they said, well, I can't do it that way. It's too expensive. I don't stay with the patient. And I started about 2 weeks ago using this sheet here, Mark, and I'd ask the doctors which circles are important to you. And honestly, some of them would pick two. Not all of them would pick the quality of the practice. They just couldn't get there in their mind, Mark, that they could actually achieve what we're talking about in the lower right-hand corner, because it was so foreign. And so what I started asking them, and I asked this of this doctor, Dr. Ken, yesterday, I said, what if we could just pick one single surface restoration in the AM in your schedule and one in the afternoon? And we could literally pick up 25 to 30 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon. What do you, could you imagine that could do for your schedule? And he said, well, I'd be back on schedule, or I might be able to go to lunch on time. And Nicole said, I can go home on time, right? So Mark, maybe we should stop asking people to change everything. What if we just take a simple little bite out of the elephant and say, do one single surface restoration in the AM, one in the afternoon, and just see what happens. I mean, with the onset starting kit, you get 80 injections. You can figure out if it makes an impact for 80 injections, Mark, if it's going to impact your practice. So I just want to let people know, if that's what you're looking for, if you think you have to change, you don't have to do anything. But what if you could, I guess, is the biggest thing going into 2021.
Well, Craig, what if I'm a dentist watching this and say, I'm picking up what you're putting down? I totally agree. But you know what? I got a buddy of mine. He brews his own beer in his basement. It's pretty good. Does it pretty cheaply. Yeah. I think I can do the same thing with this before you start selling me. What do you say about that?
With the day of COVID, cross-contamination, no problem. What could go wrong?
So just to let those folks know, you can absolutely do it yourself. We call it DIY. Dentists are allowed to mix any two parental solutions they want with their license. But here's the things they may want to consider. Sodium bicarbonate is very volatile once it comes out of solution, and Mark knows all about this. Right on that vial of sodium bicarbonate, Kirk, that they can buy from the pharmacist, it says the pH range is 6.8 to about 8.7. And pH is a logarithmic scale. So Mark can tell you this because he's talked to those doctors. If it's too basic, you get no results or little results, inconsistent results. And if you inject that, Kirk, at 8.7, bada boom, bada bing, they're going to swell like a balloon. And I know for a fact Mark's talked to those doctors. Well, I use buffering, and that's because you did it yourself. And no offense to doing it, you're going to save about 70% over my system. Anutra is another company out there, great company. They choose to use commercial-grade sodium bicarbonate as well, and they also use commercial-grade lidocaine. So we're the system that allows you to buffer anything you want, and we manufactured ourselves. We hold it at 7.4, so it's predictable. So that's the research they need to do to figure out which system they want to use, and we'll kind of leave it at that.
Kirk, I would look at our dental colleagues with my love and respect and say, you've got this brilliant idea that can transform your practice, backed by the most brilliant mind in dental anesthesia, Dr. Stanley Malmed. Why would you take all this work and screw it up? Why would you homebrew it when you got a chance to deliver an exquisite, predictable experience? I don't get it. I get it. I understand it. And I think so much is out of control for us in dentistry when we can control something that we see that as a good thing. One of my dear friends in dentistry said an expression, Dr. Keith Phillips, who you had on the ACU, and he said, patients don't take pride in how busy you are. Your patients don't take pride in that you're running around from room to room acting like a crazy man. With COVID, they're going to wonder, did somebody hack on you? Did you wash your hands? Did you change your glasses, your mask, with PPE getting expensive? Let's give ourselves a little grace and say, why not make this easy? Do it in a safe and predictable way, and everybody wins.
Right. Right.
Amen.
So, Kirk, would you mind me sharing with you a case
Please.
Study here?
Okay. Let's do it.
I was really blessed, you guys. On Veterans Day, I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Peoria, traveling with my distributor reps. And he had left a message for one of his practices. They have four locations. And he called me and goes, hey, the owner is going to give you a call. He wants to ask you a question. So the owner of my dentistry and implants, Dr. Felcher, called me. He goes, hey, I've heard about your product, but I've never used it. And on tomorrow on Veterans Day, we do free dentistry for all veterans. And would you mind coming in? I know this could help us. I've heard how great the onset is. And these patients, believe it or not, are really fearful. Even though they've been through everything in life, they don't like this injection. A lot of teeth we're going to be pulling. And I said, are you kidding me? I am there. So I was able to go in at 6 o'clock with their amazing team, and we got rah, rah, rah. And with COVID, of course, you could only take X amount of people and then wipe everything down, make everything sure safe. And in between, Mark, the first and second wave, the doctor looked at me and he goes, oh my God, come with me to my office. And I go, what? And he goes, I suspect you want to get a cup of coffee, chill out a little bit. He goes to his computer and starts doing a case study for me of his cases that he just did. He was so fired up. This is just one case of a 73-year-old Army veteran that Mark and I know you saw them all the time in your practice. They were in a lot of pain when they came in. They wanted to do extractions on 17, 20, and 28. You can kind of read down through this of what this procedure was. He did buffer lidocaine, and then and the doctor never used it, Mark. So I was sitting there being his Vanna White with the gloves on out in the hallway, and he gave the injection, sat the patient up. This veteran had been shot three times, and he told us about it. They're telling us their stories, and he goes, doctor, I hate the injection more than when I was in combat.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. He was so fearful. So what happened was we gave the injection, and he had popal analgesia to endoice in 2 minutes. He started the procedure in 3 minutes. The patient reported jokingly that he couldn't even talk because he was so numb. You know, we all know that the tongue goes, that's cool. And if the lip goes the midline, you're good. But it's never a guarantee of pulpal, right, Mark?
It's
never a guarantee. And a lot of doctors think that, you know, maybe articaine is going to get him to pulpal. You can get soft tissue pretty quick, but you can't always get the pulpal. So with onset or with buffering, you can get there a lot more predictably. And so in this case, he was able to remove all these teeth, Mark, in 10 minutes, right? Painlessly, and he saved almost 30 minutes in chair time, and the soldier, the veteran came up, and he gave me a hug and gave the doctor a hug. That's how cool it was. So this is just one example. I can give you thousands of examples, Kirk. This was just very special to my heart. My dad's 95 years old. He was in World War II. It was pretty cool. All the people there were sharing pictures of their loved ones that were veterans, and I always have it right on my phone of my dad and his gear, and we're able to share the pictures of all of our loved ones that are veterans. So very special for me and onset. We love doing those things, but this was just a great case to go and show you that it really can help in these situations.
That is so awesome. Great story.
Yeah. It was a great, great, great day.
Awesome.
So,
well,
yeah.
Now a couple, I always want to like bring the topic home. So like, if I'm a young dentist watching this, you know, give me some other things to think about. And then Craig, I also want to ask you, what do you see on the horizon? Like, what do you see coming ahead? Anybody's guess is best guess as far as the future, but there's some cool stuff going on in dentistry. And what are you seeing?
Right. So first, I want to go back to the pandemic. I think Mark would agree we're not out of the woods yet. There's a lot of work still to be done. And as the vaccination comes, I would just pray and hope that dentists are not being fearful, that they're taking the lead. And I see these doctors that are leading. When I walk in their practice, you can tell the ones that are leading, and they're leading the charge with their patients, making sure they're not fearful. They're doing everything they can to keep everybody safe. And then there's some doctors that are not, and it's unfortunate that they're not doing that, because that's not giving their patients, from what I saw, the belief that they're going to take care of them, right, in some ways. So what I'm seeing is there's a lot of great products that are out there. Just be open to learning new things. That's what I love about ACK. I've listened to your podcast. You guys are all about imagining. What else can you do? Maybe you've heard of, you know, using Isolite or maybe Onset or some other things, but you've never tried it. It's not a huge investment if you look at what it can bring to your practice. So my challenge to dentists or even young dentists would be kind of shake it up. You know, my kids right now just graduating from college, and I'm telling them, you don't have the same thing that I did when I graduated back, you know, in 85. It's a different world. So you got to look at it through different lenses. If your dad's a dentist and he did it X, Y, and Z, you can do it this way now. And I think the dentist industry is so wide open right now to new technology every single day. My gosh, there's something new coming out. Be respectful and just find some mentors that you love. And I know that's where ACT comes into play with you guys, is this is tremendous mentorship.
It's good words.
And Craig, I'm lucky to have Mark. Mark's one of my mentors, Dr. Malamed. So I'm really fortunate in my line of work. I'm not a dentist. I just play one on TV, you know. So it's just fun to get around these guys. And it's, for me, it's the coolest industry. I've only been in it for, you know, 12 years, and very fortunate that I can take part in it.
Yeah, Craig, I would agree.
It is the greatest group of men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Caring, dear souls. And you kind of have to be careful who you talk about, because everybody knows everybody.
Right. And, yeah.
Kirk is too kind. Everybody knows Kirk Barrett. And if I got voted the number two most passionate speaker in dentistry, that's because Kirk is number one. Oh, nobody rocks the house like Kirk. And it's a little frightening.
Dentistry, I agree, is the most noble profession ever. I don't know how I found my way in this, but it's pretty cool how, and it is a family. You're not joking. Like, there's not 6 degrees of separation. There's one.
No,
and if you
right.
can tie, exactly. if you can tie your trailer to Mark Hyman, you pretty much know everybody. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know people that are listening, for the benefit of people listening on iTunes or audio podcasts, Craig, how can we find out more about this? How can I find out more about you? Where do I go?
So the easiest way is to go to our website at onpharma.com. That's onpharma.com. If your listeners want to, you know, try it, I got a discount code for them. I don't know if you want that or not. It's up
Please.
To you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I developed one. It's a couple things. It's ACT10, ACT10. That's going to get you 10% off, Kirk, on the order. But even more importantly, we believe in this so much, I'm going to give them 100% money-back guarantee. So what I mean is, I'm so passionate about this, and Mick and Matt, our management team, try it for 120 days. If you're not 100% satisfied, send it all back to us. We'll give you back your whole money. It's $527 to try the introductory order. Half the price is the one-time expense for the pen. If you don't like it, bring it back. All I ask you to do is take a 20-minute Zoom call with one of my Onset specialists so you get trained properly, so you know exactly how to use it, so you get all the great results that we've been talking about today. That's simple. If you want to, there's all the research is there. Give me a call. Just call the 800 number, 877-336-6738, and ask for me or an outside specialist. Would love to help you out.
Yeah, that's called zero risk right there. Like, you've got nothing to lose. Like,
you've got everything to lose by not acting.
There you go.
By not jumping.
Yeah. There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. Kirk, and Craig, this is a cool session. It's a cool idea. It's a wonderful time to look at something like this for dentistry. I just, as people are finishing this year with a lot of angst and a lot of appreciation for being alive, what a great time right now to set some goals, to say, how are we going to blast off in January?
Right.
Well, we're going to think about it, and maybe in June we'll buy it. Don't do that. Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Nike says, just do it.
Yep.
Shania Twain says, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe the three of us can come up with something equally as witty, but it's just, again, they're complex decisions and purchasing decisions in dentistry. This is not one of them.
Yeah.
This would be one of the easiest, coolest things you ever do.
Yeah.
And if I had to list the most impactful things that I did in my private practice, this was easily top three.
Yeah. Awesome. And Mark, I forgot to mention, on our website, we also just put a button in that's called in-office buffering. And you and I talked about this, buddy. If you are not ready to buy it, I hope you are, but if for some reason you just want to try it on a patient for free, sign up for free office buffering. And if we've got one of our reps in your area, Kirk, we'll come in and let you try it for free. That's how much we believe in this, that we want to truly come out and impact your practice. That aha moment you're going to have when you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, that's different for my patient, my team, and my whole practice. I just want you to try it. I just want you to get your hands on it and try it.
Craig touched on something that you and I have spoken about. it's the issue of training.
Yeah.
You say, well, I tried buffering. It didn't work. Were you trained how to use it? Was the team buy-in? That is probably my biggest pet peeve in our blessed profession is people buy technology and don't reserve practice, training, education time. And so that would be the thing. This is not enough money to agonize over to try it and to make sure you train, get well-trained on it. And the results speak for themselves. And this could be a glorious 2021 for somebody that says starting January 2nd, we're going to buffer every shot we give for the month of January. And let's see what happens. And I already know the answer. Yeah. It's called supper time.
Supper time.
It's a great time to be in dentistry, baby.
Yeah.
It's supper time.
Well, speaking of supper time, I got a roll to keep mama happy here. So, and I really have enjoyed this, Craig. And Mark, as always, you and I could talk about anything, coffee, just the sun. It's so much fun. I really appreciate you guys. So make sure you check it out. We'll have all the show notes on the episodes, wherever they're posted. Keep checking back and stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for watching the Best Practices Show. Again, if you enjoyed today, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share with your friends, keep checking back. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.